Hi, this is Variety Shonavir for Akashi Media Podcast Live. Today is December 17th, 2021. Today is my 54th birthday. And today on my birthday, I wanted to let you in on a little secret. I wanted to celebrate my birthday by letting the world know that the 18th president of the United States of America, Ulysses Grant, was my great-great-uncle. His father, Jesse, named my grandfather, Jesse, my mother's father. My mother was Florence Ballard of the Supremes. Many of us called her Florine offstage. And I was born originally Nicole Renee Ballard. And I got my name from three people. Nicole came from Joe Jackson, the father of J5. And my mom and my grandmother. Joe came up with the name Nicole because I was born in December, born to Nicole, born at night, after midnight, and I was born dark, and I had coal jet black hair. So he said, Nicole. My mother was called Florine. So that's like Renee, and that's the ending, and that's how I got my middle name of her name. And my grandmother's aunt was named Florence as well. So that's how my name, Nicole Renee, came about. I was born December 17, 1967 at 1 a.m. in the morning. 4 pounds and 13 ounces and 21 inches. Firstborn child. My mother used to sing to me Silent Night because I was born a week before Christmas. And I remember one time when it was on Christmas actually. There was one Christmas that I shared with my mother, and I share about this in my book called Rich and Famous, Famous and Broke. My mother, Florence Ballard, when the lights went down, they called her Penny. I share this in my book, an occasion, an event that I had with my mom at home. She had me take a bath and get powdered up and perfumed up. And actually, there's a media photograph of her actually sitting at the table at our house, and she's working on a puzzle. And this was Christmas time, actually, I believe. And mom bought me a tea set, a porcelain tea set, and she brought it home to me from traveling. And she said, we're going to have tea this morning. And mom put together my tea set. And she had bought me some little girl high heel shoes. You know how they had the little girl high heel high shoes like the mama. And I slipped on my little slippers. And I had on my quilted fuchsia pink robe. And mommy had on her fancy robe, and I had my hair did, and she had her hair did. And we sat at the table together drinking tea and playing a puzzle and putting a puzzle together. I remember that morning. It was early in the morning. It was real early in the morning. It was pretty early. It seemed like it was early in the morning to me, but I remember doing that. That's one of my fond memories that I talk about with my mom, Florence Ballard, Flo, everyone call her Flo. the founder of Supremes. Mom was so fun to be with all the time. We did so many great things together when I was a little girl. I have nothing but great memories with my mom. And I wanted to share that with you today. And also share with you that the 18th president of the United States of America was my great-great uncle. And I'm proud of that because he created the justice system to protect African Americans. And he abolished the Ku Klux Klan as well. Something that needs to stay abolished. But then they reemerged again in police uniforms. Later on, the White Man Act came into effect as well because they wanted to protect white folks. But the police department doesn't understand the assignment. And I think that assignment needs to be reassigned and understand that the justice system was created to protect us, particularly. And if we could, in America, try to live by old laws, then this one needs to be enforced and be lived by and continue to do what my great uncle has put in writing at the White House to do, and that's to protect African Americans of America. For that reason, it's not meant for white folks to kill black folks for nothing, just because you have a badge and a gun. You don't understand the assignment. You're supposed to protect us, not kill us. It feels good for me to be an African American of Nigerian, Kenyan, Ghanaian, India, Indian, Chinese, Vietnamese, Korean, Sierra Leone, descendant, ancestry. And Southeast India, Indian. And Native American ancestry. We all don't come here with pale skin or light brown. Some of us come into the world dark. And you can always see that white bloodline. But it's there. My great-great uncle was a rich man at one time, and he also became broke. And I talk about that in my other book called Broke. America has so much work to do. It was so convenient for the noun, the place, the word used to describe so many African Americans and say they come from the projects, where you can easily have called it the estates or residences or residents. But they wanted to give a stigma of dirt, filth, poor, poverty, black folks, with unclean homes, Well, there were some relatives that actually had to go and clean homes because my relatives at home had white sofas, pure white sofas. And they had a white sofa in their living room for a reason. So whenever a white folk came to the house, they can see that that white sofa was kept clean and pure white. Even though they went to their homes to clean their homes. That's not something that no one had to do at ours because it was kept clean. If it wasn't for so many African Americans, Nigerians, Kenyans, Ghanaians, Sierra Leones coming into the White House to clean these homes so they look like they was all intact and clean. Perfect. They had not done that. Going to other people's homes to clean up their homes after themselves. Job they didn't want to do. It might have looked like Skid Row, you know? In their own way of living. But anyway, I'm happy to be who I am. I'm proud to be who I am. Regardless of what people are saying on social media, she ain't real, she a con. Nah, that's my mama. And I got plenty of memories with this woman, because that's my mama. People say, oh, we love Flo, this and that, whatever. I live that life. And I live some of those lies too. But anyway, today is a good day. December the 17th, 2021. I'm 54 years old and I feel good. I feel happy. My goal is to continue to try to be the best mother and grandmother that I can. Stay healthy. Continue to try to put out positive information on my podcast. Keep developing businesses and things that I want to do for my grandkids, because I have things that I want to give to them. But I feel the greatest gift that I can give to my grandchildren is my DNA ancestry, because I want them to know who they are. I don't want them to know that they're just African-American, because they're not just African-American. They're Kenyan, they're Ghanaian, they're Cameroon, they're Sierra Leone, they're India Indian, they're Patels, they're Nigerian. They have descendant of Asia, Vietnamese, and Chinese. And Korean. And I want to share all those things with my grandkids because they have British as well. And always, a wonderful thing to be bred, because I have a cousin. We've been in communication with each other because of our India ancestry together. I had a dream about us taking a picture together. He was standing in back of me smiling with his wife, and I was in front of him with my royal uniform on. Oh boy. Okay, cuz. Oh boy, you just can't judge a book by its cover, now can you? Can't just look at a person's complexion and skin color and look at it and say, oh, okay, he don't have no Indian in him or any of that. Oh, he's not a white brand after all. Oh boy, this has been interesting. But we've gotten to know each other through emailing each other a lot. When we matched each other's DNA ancestry. So it's been a pleasure to conversate and get to know each other and share some things with each other over the past, 2 years or so, you know. Talked to my cousin in London. Boy, I'm gonna email him today. He always emails me and contacts me, so it's cool. It's really cool. And also today is the birthday of Eddie Kendricks. Today is also the birthday of Abraham Miller, who was a member of the singing group band LTD. They called him Onion as well. He's related to me as well. And we share a birthday today. It's awesome. So happy birthday to everyone whose birthday today, December 17th. Happy birthday, fire signs, Sagittarius, Jupiter rulers. You know, happy birthday to us. Y'all gonna party today? Y'all gonna get it started? I'm chilling today. You know, I'm doing a little bit of traveling. And that's it. You know, I'm just gonna do a little bit of traveling, a little bit of shopping, a little bit. You know, I shopped a lot online, so I bought myself a lot of things online already. Did I receive my gifts early already? So that's it. You know, I'm gonna just enjoy my day, you know? My goal is to really just spend more time with my daughter and my grandchildren and try to help them develop and, you know, become better people. And the best gift that I can give my grandkids, you know, is my ancestry of my DNA, a complete book. Also, my great-great-grandfather was Matthew Henson, another grandfather on the mother's side. Discovered the North Pole. And then another was a Patel. Kanijaba Desai was the one who created and started the hospitality industry of motels. And I remember when I had my first motel when I was 11 years old. I remember him coming to Detroit when mom was going through hard times. And he gave up some property so we could have income. I remember that. Thank you, Desai, so much. I love you for that. So all this is in my book. Rich and Famous, Famous and Broke. My mother, Florence Ballard, when the lights went down, they called her Penny. It's in my book. So I hope you guys get a copy of my book. It's almost done. I had some things I had to do in my book and edit, but it's out soon. So, but anyways, thank you for listening to the Akashi Media Podcast Live. Today is my 54th birthday, and I just wanted to share it with you today. and a little bit of information of Ulysses Grant, the 18th president, was my great-great-uncle. The president of the United States of America. He was the 18th president of the United States of America. I'm so proud of him for creating the justice system to protect African Americans, to protect those of African ancestry and Native American ancestry, Africans, Nigerian, Ghanaian, Cameroon, Sierra Leoneans, everyone who came here to America and born in America. He created that system to protect us. He also abolished the Ku Klux Klan, who need to stay abolished, but who later on emerged, re-emerged again in police uniforms. And I don't think you understand the assignment or what he wanted. And we need to remove those uniforms off of you and get those who can understand the assignment to protect us. Then later on, of course, the White Man Act came along, and then they were trying to protect white folks through that. Well, white folks, African descendant folks who are Igbo and Oyibos, who have light complexion, African, Nigerians. You can still call them the white slave too, for protection. That will work on that side of the bar as well. We need to stop this killing and stop all these false allegations of men sexually abusing women when they are not, taking people's lives because they just want to get paid, to make controversy. We need to stop these things. And if people have actually put people in prison for doing what they do, then they need to be there if they have done wrong. However, still, the majority of crime that's with African American people in prison are crimes that they did not commit. And that's not why my uncle created the justice system. He didn't create the justice system for you to wrongly, falsely accuse African American men and women of a crime and put them in prison for something that they never did. Anyway, I hope this is all overturned by Biden to understand his assignment of a justice system, that it was created by my family, my 18th president, great-great-uncle, Ulysses Grant. Make the justice system protect us. If we can go by laws that you all are trying to put in place to be against us, use the law that was put in place before to protect us and not be against us. We have those rights because he wrote them in the White House prior to your time in the White House to protect us, African Americans, Nigerian, Kenyan, Sierra Leones, Ghanaian, Cameroons, and so on and so forth, of all of us that came to America, including those who came from India as well. please, do your job. Well, I'm gonna try to find me a ballot to get the job done. And you know I'm going to enforce what my great-great uncle said and did. And that's to protect African Americans in America. Thank you for listening. This is Variety Shunavir for Akashi Media Podcast Live, celebrating my 54th birthday with you today. Thank you for listening.